Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And we're going to have a great show today, so we're going to try to anyway. And if you would like to call in to today's show, the call-in number is 619-789-6807. Once more, that is 619-789-6807. Remember, when you call in and you're connected, please push the number 1 on your phone, as this will alert us that you have your hand raised and you are in the queue wanting to have your question answered live and on air. So you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. As an announcement, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. For all of your private reading needs, we have a lot of great specials that are continuously going on our website, so please check that out. Once more, that website is howpsychic.com. And today, what we're going to do here is I'm going to have a little bit of an announcement to make for you, everyone out there listening and tuning in or trying to tune in to some of these other episodes that had to be canceled. Reason for this is one, because I have been sick, and it's been very hard to do the scheduling for these shows lately, so I do apologize, but every show coming up, we should be able to be live and on air, and should be able to attend those shows and host them just fine. We've also had some technical difficulties going on with Blog Talk, which is the host of our radio shows, here, the actual media in which it's done through. So please just bear with us and try and be patient. We thank you for, still continuously trying to check in on us. All right, we have one caller so far for today's show. This caller is by area code 786. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Okay, I wasn't sure. Well, my name is Gigi, and I'm calling from North Carolina. And
yes,
my
hello
question
there,
is, how
mm-hmm.
are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, and what's your question, please?
I'm doing well. My question's, this is a hard one. It's in reference to a court case. My fiance and I have been trying to get a restraining order against one of his exes. It's just been a lot of cyber stalking emails, and we tried it for the second time, but the judge didn't grant this one because she didn't think we were in danger enough. I guess you have to be a victim before you get a restraining order. But also, and we have another case, hopefully, the end of this month. I was wondering, do you see that working out for us, or how do you see
okay.
a stop
okay.
to this thing?
Okay, well, first of all, let me start by saying, yes, you're right, our justice system and our legal system is a little screwed up. I mean, it's certainly not the perfect one in the world, and we do expect a lot more from it. But I have seen a lot of cases where, you know, you're not even able to get anything done in the system until, you're really the victim. And in that case, it can be, you know, the worst comes before the best. You know, there's been people that have really suffered because of that and have wound up dead, honestly, because they couldn't get through the system in time. But what I do feel is for what you have coming up, it is looking a little brighter. It is looking a little better. It will not be resolved at that time, but it will certainly provide you the gateway to getting the solution, okay? And I do not feel that you're going to have to fight forever or anything like that to get the solution. I definitely see it coming sooner than later. I just feel that you're one step closer, okay? And I feel that through this, you'll find out a little bit more, and you're going to have these people open up to you a little bit more about how this is going to go as far as the process and what you need to do. Sort of like getting that insider information without the insider information, if you know what I mean.
Gotcha. So you see, it's for my fiance and I, because it's his ex-stalking. You see, the case we have is with the magistrate, and it's a cyber-stalking thing. Do you see us winning that case? Because the state represents us for that against
the
Yes,
I do. Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
I do,
do you
see you winning that case. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
I do see you winning that case, but we normally only do one question per caller. I'm going to make that clear here now, but you're the only caller as of right now, so that's okay. But, yes, I do see you winning that case. Anything else that you would like to know?
I was just kind of nervous because we're getting married in November, and she stalked us so much that she found out where we're having our wedding and our website, and I've already put so much money into it. I don't know if I should make changes and lose out. We just, I don't know, it's really stressful on our relationship. Sometimes I don't know if we're going to make it.
Understandable, understandable. Well, you know, she may not have, you know, all the cojones to go through with, you know, even going to the place during the time of the wedding, because there's going to be a lot more people there than just you and him. Even if it's just a small group, it's still a lot more people. So, you know, I think that she might be a little intimidated by that, but yes, we also know that this woman is very nuts and might surprise you and even try and show up. Honestly, do I feel that you should make any changes? Well, spiritually, no. For your own welfare, though, you know, a lot of people would say yes. I feel that you should go ahead and at least change the location of where this event is supposed to take place. You know, but spiritually, one cannot allow this kind of stalking and harassment to move you or to, you know, make you determine and plan your whole life around it. It's just not appropriate, because by acknowledging the darkness, you're only inviting it in. Okay?
Wow. Wow, that's beautiful. Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's profound. That makes complete sense.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you're
thank
able
you
to understand
so
it. You're welcome. And please let us know how it works out for you, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. You're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee, and please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. We're going to go ahead and listen to some music from the CD entitled Oneness is by Zarina. This next song is from track number 3 entitled The Angel Smile. Can now be found at zarina1.com. Once more, if you'd like to call in to today's show, you can call in using the phone number 619-789-6807. Once more, that is 619-789-6807. All right, once more, you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. All right, and it looks like we don't really have any other callers for this evening, as these days it is a little bit slow during the weekday. So we're going to go ahead and end the show out. We want to wish you all namaste, love, light, and good night. And please tune in next time for our next show at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Namaste, love, light. Good night, everyone.